We've become pretty good at physical distancing. We're getting used to wearing masks. We're washing those hands and we're getting vaccinated in our millions. But one more defence we have against the virus has been getting less attention: ventilation. There's now strong consensus that the coronavirus can spread via tiny aerosols as well as larger droplets. And ventilation is an especially important intervention in places where people can't get vaccinated: schools and daycare centres. Kids under 16 aren't yet eligible for the vaccine, and they seem to be more likely to catch this new Delta variant. Kate Cole is president-elect of the Australian Institute of Occupational Hygienists, and she has some ideas on how we could do better here. Welcome, Kate.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What are we talking about when we say ventilation? Is it just opening a window, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, in some aspects, it is really that simple. We really want to maximise outdoor air getting into our indoor spaces. So if we can do that by simply opening a window, then that's fantastic. But it's also about making sure we get as much fresh air into our indoor spaces as we possibly can, and making sure that contaminated air that's inside those spaces.
We've lost Kate there. We were just saying that some countries are using carbon dioxide monitors as a proxy for just how fresh the air is. Is that something that Australia should consider?
Absolutely. You know, CO2 monitors, carbon dioxide monitors, they measure people's exhaled breath. And we as occupational hygienists use this as a surrogate to assess COVID infection risk. So high amounts of carbon dioxide in indoor spaces generally means there's a higher risk of transmission if an infected person is in that space. It's an incredibly useful tool that we should all have in our toolkit.
Do we know how much dilution of aerosols you need to do to, like, dilute the virus enough that you're not going to get infected? Is there a measure for this?
Well, no, not really. But if we're using, say, carbon dioxide monitors to help us understand if indoor spaces are a high risk, then we really want to see the level of carbon dioxide very similar to what's in the outside environment. So outdoors, carbon dioxide's around 400 parts per million or so. And if we're in an indoor space and our carbon dioxide monitor is in the thousands, then we know that indoor space is not getting really good airflow and all that contaminated air is building up inside, thereby making it a high risk.
So let's talk about another high-risk environment, hotel quarantine. The WHO, the World Health Organization, acknowledged aerosol spread back in April after months of calls from scientists for them to do so. Is there more that Australia should be doing to act on this in the hotel quarantine space?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen countless outbreaks across our states, unfortunately, in hotel quarantine. And we definitely need to strengthen up our systems in this area. We should be seeing air-gapped quarantine facilities really similar to Howard Springs in the Northern Territory, because key risk areas in hotel quarantine, unfortunately, are shared spaces like corridors. So when aerosols from rooms make their way into corridors, then that contaminated air can move into other rooms. And if people need to access those areas, they can also be infected. It's not the most ideal model. It doesn't mean that it can't be safe. It's just really difficult to get it to that level that we are absolutely bulletproof and we're not enabling COVID to spread into our communities.
And we've seen that happen already. A few weeks ago on the Health Report, Raina McIntyre used the analogy that we wouldn't accept dirty water, but we accept dirty air. Do we need public health orders on aerosols? And how would you even police something like that?
Well, we definitely need increased public messaging on the importance of ventilation and the importance of increasing outdoor air into public spaces. So that means, you know, shopping centres, but it also means workplaces like schools and hotel quarantine as well. It's really difficult and challenging in some circumstances to have a public health order around certain aspects of ventilation, but we could be, you know, providing businesses with really simple tools, such as encouraging them to use carbon dioxide monitors and making limits, say, 1,000 parts per million, that if they get to that point, they need to really start increasing the fresh air coming into those spaces to keep it safe for people who come into that indoor area.
Kate Cole, thanks so much for joining us on the Health Report.
Thanks for having me.
Kate Cole is the president-elect of the Australian Institute of Occupational Hygienists.